Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You know, folks, for the last 2 years in a row, the Association of Small Business Development Centers, the ASBDC, has asked. These are people who I support and are good friends of mine. That's the national organization for the all of the 1,000+ small business development centers around the country. One of the groups that we support very, very much during the year in a lot of different ways with all the things that we do here at Small Business Network. They asked me to be the lead judge to evaluate success stories, what their counselors, their SBDC counselors, have done around the country. And so for the last 2 years, I have received and have led the judging team for to evaluate these success stories that have been sent in by the SBDCs from around the country. So somebody from Illinois, you know, somebody from Kentucky, a couple from Texas, three or four from California, two from Florida, that kind of thing. We get in these, you know, 60 or 80 or 100 or whatever, I've forgotten how many, that we would get in, which would be where Small Business Development Center professionals would describe a business that they helped. And here's what was happening when they came to us. Here's what we did for them. Here's what they've done since then. And so we evaluated those success stories, and we had to pick the three winners. And so this is the second year that I've done that. And as you know, I was in Denver a couple of weeks ago for their annual conference, and I keynoted, or I shouldn't say keynote, I emceed is what I should say. I emceed the event that where we announced the top winners. Well, one of those winners, not the SBDC person, but the company that the SBDC helped, one of those winners from California is with us right now. His name is Jim Craig. He's the president of Esotech Special Operations Technologies Incorporated, and he's got a great story to tell on many levels. And as you know, one of my favorite things to do is to introduce you to entrepreneurs, and Jim Craig is one of those guys. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm pleased to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on being the kind of a success story. I mean, this is the success stories that we evaluated, as I described. We were really evaluating the success of the SBD counselor, but they had to have some pretty good client to work with to be able to be successful, and so you certainly fit that bill, and we congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, sir.
Tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you came to become a small business owner.
Well, I originally began in the military, and I planned a career as a military officer. But while I was working in refugee camps over in Thailand, I contracted malaria, and that basically forced me to look for a second career. As a lot of people get forced into second careers.
Tell us how did contracting malaria caused you to have to choose another career?
Well, malaria is a recurrent disease, and unfortunately about every 6 weeks I'd get a very high fever, and I was with the Airborne Corps in the military, and you can't be too hardcore of a commando if you're getting a hard sickness and a fever.
It's tough to be ready to go and to deploy in a one-way ticket on an airplane if you're not feeling well.
Exactly. But what that made me do is it forced me into looking at my strengths, my abilities, and what I really enjoyed doing, and to somehow devise a profession out of that.
Mm-hmm. So now you're out of the Army. You got out of the Army, right?
Actually, I'm still a reservist in the military.
You're a reservist, but you got off of active duty.
Yes.
But reserve pay, I used to be a reservist, so I know that you can't make a living on reserve pay. So you had to find something else to do. So you decided to start your own business.
Yes, I did.
But it was connected to you saw an opportunity based on your military experience, didn't you?
Yes, I saw a niche. I saw a need, and I saw a lot of equipment that could be developed while I was in the military, and I saw a potential customer in both the military and law enforcement. And when I switched over to the reserves, there were a lot of law enforcement personnel in the reserve unit.
Right.
And I got to talking to these guys, and I said there was a need. There are large organizations that provide a customer base for me.
Right.
And I also found...
Jim, hold on to that thought. We're going to have to take a quick break. That's what happens on the radio sometimes. We'll take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Jim Craig, an entrepreneur. Stay with us.
I want to be with you everywhere.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Jim Craig. Jim is the president of SOTech, Special Operations Technologies Incorporated, out of California. He's he's still a reservist, former active duty captain in the Army. And Jim, tell us a little bit about where you have been deployed when you were on active duty.
Well,
you said you were in the Philippines.
No, actually, I was in the Thailand area.
I'm sorry, Thailand. That's right. You said Thailand. Yeah.
But I've been lucky enough to be on. I've traveled to 44 countries so far, and I'm about to go very shortly on another deployment with the military.
And so, folks, I'm glad you mentioned that, Jim. And folks, what you just heard is a small business owner. You've heard me talk about these guys before. A small business owner who runs a business, but also who is dedicated to his country, and who, as a reservist, is going to be deployed for a few months on active duty. And, Jim, on behalf of a grateful nation, we thank you for that service.
Well, I thank you, but it's actually just a privilege to serve my country and to serve your listeners out there.
That's what you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the things that makes America great. Jim, tell us about, you were telling us about this niche that you identified. Tell us the industry. You're taking cloth and sewing it into useful tools, bags and things like that, right?
Yes, sir. We sew bags, backpacks, cases, harnesses, slings,
rucksacks.
Yes, sir. Load-bearing equipment. Right now, we've moved heavily into the medical load-carrying equipment arena, trying to get the life-saving equipment out onto the battlefield.
But, Jim, I happen to know from personal experience that the Army already had all that stuff. I mean, they had something like that, because I used to wear some of those things. What did you see that was a gap in their capability?
I saw numerous issues. Ironically, I crushed my ankle on a parachute jump while I was overseas, and when I hit the ground, my medic attended to me, and he was borrowing another medic's backpack, and when he opened it up, he couldn't find the items that he needed in this huge backpack. And that gave me a blast on what I needed to do. Was the help organization, and one of the problems with the military organization with their medical equipment, everyone was buying equipment and designing equipment independently. The field medics were different from the surgical teams, the aircrew teams bought different equipment. And
no standards.
No, not on the same sheet of music.
Wow.
So what I thought of was a way to attach a removable Velcro name tag. But you had a standardized set of name tags. So if you were in a field hospital, you'd see these name tags. And if you're a field medic, you'd have the same name tags. Now, every medic and every medical professional is different. They want their gear in a different place, and I learned that over about 10 years of...
Now, when you say name tag, you're talking about the name of the item in the bag?
Exactly, whether it's splints in one pouch, blood stop bandages in another pouch, or dental kit in another pouch. These people like to have their gear at their fingertips, whether I'm building gear for bomb technicians, I'm building for search and rescue personnel, or I'm building gear for medical people. Everyone likes to set up their own gear.
Right.
But I wanted to, I was able to sit down with the special operations community's medical professionals at that point and say, look, I need to talk to the privates in the field. I want to talk to the people on the ambulances. I want to talk to people in the helicopters. I want to talk to the people in the field surgical tents, and develop a set of pouches, packs, cases, panels that was integral from step one at the injury site all the way through casualty evacuation through the vehicle, through the aircraft, and into the hospital. So everyone would be on the same sheet of music, and no matter what gear you're looking at, you had the
And so if I showed up, if I showed up without any gear as a medic and I dropped into a unit and all of a sudden, you know, I needed to go professional, you know, if I picked up a pack, somebody else's pack, I wouldn't be disoriented. I would be able to go right to work and know where everything was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, folks, listen to what Jim just told us. What he's talking about is not some high-tech development that he created out of nothing. He looked at a situation and said, this isn't organized, this isn't right. And basically, he's built a successful business out of just getting people organized. I mean, you're using ballistic nylon probably for a lot of this stuff, and a lot of Velcro. I mean, that stuff was already invented. You didn't have to invent anything new, did you?
No, my sewing machines date back to the 1930s, actually. It's a simple technology. Everyone knows, learns how to sew in home ec class. That's where I learned. I was trained as a seventh grade home ec class in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I got to go back and meet my home ec teacher and tell her the story too.
What a great story!
Yeah, it's very simple. It's a simple technology, and it's easy to apply to the need. And once you get into the needs, I can go to different organizations and ask them, what do you need? And it's basically problem solving for those customers.
Give us your website, Jim.
www.specopstech.com.
SpecOpsTech.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break. More to come with our good friend Jim Craig. Stay with us.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Life is a gamble. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, the archives, the replays, all the different ways you can listen to my show. We can podcast them as well, by the way. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, check out our blog, which is we update every weekday. The newsletter comes on Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And also check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. Jim Craig is our guest, and he's a small business owner. His company is called SOTech? Go ahead. It's a long name. Give it to us again.
It's SOTech, Special Operations Technologies, Inc.
The whole thing. All right, right there. And now you had some challenges, and you needed some help, and so you sought out the SBDC in your area, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about how you guys work together.
Well, I've actually used the SBDC for pretty much the entire time I was in business. When I first came up with my idea to go into business, I went down to the SBDC, sat in on a couple of seminars, and they went around the table and asked people their ideas, and they gave them their opinion right on the spot. You've got a niche, you don't have a niche. And so that really gave me the backing to say, you know, I'm going to drive forward with this. And then as I moved through business, I took classes. I took classes in advertising, classes in accounting. And I guess was important to me, coming from the military, I was in an organized, structured environment. And jumping into business, it's kind of chaotic. It's a lack of organization. It's you versus the world.
Right.
And it was not having that thousand man, you know, army behind you supplying you. That's scary.
Right.
And what I really enjoyed about the SBDC is I always felt like they had my back. I always knew, mm-hmm. okay, if there's a question here, I know there's someone who can answer it, and they're not going to, you know, charge me an arm and a leg.
In fact, they didn't charge you anything, did they?
Nope, it's all free, and that these government programs are there to help you out. Even when it was I was further into my business, I always knew I could go back to them and ask additional questions.
That's what a lot of people don't know about SBDCs. If they know anything about SBDCs, a lot of times they think that they're only for startups, but that's not true, is it?
No, they're really for all stages of business. And the personalized counseling is really there to answer any question at any level you get to. I personally, when I was a young kid, I took golfing lessons, and my golfing instructor told us a story about how Jack Nicklaus every year would go back to his golf coach, and his
right.
golf coach would, he'd say, teach me as if I am a day one starter.
Right.
Go back and begin.
Start from scratch.
Exactly. And that's what I do a lot. I go mm-hmm. back to the SBDC, and I'll take the beginner classes just to refresh myself.
Good for you.
To get back to the basics, because mm-hmm. I don't want to forget those concepts, because that's the basis of business.
Right. What would be your recommendation to somebody listening right now who's maybe they're at a point in their business where things aren't going as well as they'd like, they're stuck, they're not sure why they're stuck? What would you recommend that they do with regard to an SBDC?
Well, I'd just bring whatever problem you're stuck with into the counseling services. You don't have to sign up for classes. They have people you can sit down with, and they have a vast network of both instructors and of other businesses that are in the same boat. If you're facing a problem, which when you're in business, you seem all alone. You feel like, oh my God, I'm stuck with this thing. No one else can really understand because none of my friends are in business.
Right.
But there's thousands of other people who have hit that mm-hmm. exact same problem. And
that's one of the things I think that if nothing else, these guys have seen it all just about. And if you bring a situation, I know from my days as a consultant, most business problems are not that much different from one company to the other. And they've already seen somebody who tried something, and they might have a pretty quick fix for you.
Yes, yes. There's always somebody who's been through it before, and it's all you just have to realize that it's just another step in the game, and the
right.
game's been played a million times before.
Right.
And it's like having a coach
right.
on your basketball team standing over your shoulder.
And well said, Jim. I'm going to have to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your service to our country, and congratulations on your success as an entrepreneur.
Thank you very much. Privilege and an honor. Thank
Jim
you.
Craig, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf in harm's way. God bless you. God be with you. We are proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.